To install a new capsule into your air purifier, switch the unit off. Then remove the new capsule from its protective wrapping. Open the capsule cap by turning in the direction opposite to that indicated by the arrow on the cap. Insert the capsule in the cap until the tabs catch the cap. Feng Shui, meaning wind and water in Chinese, is an ancient form of organization or the art of aligning things in the environment to create harmony and good luck. An art and a science, Feng Shui aims to create both physical and psychological comfort. Practitioners believe that the arrangement of the elements in our environment can affect many aspects of our lives, such as health, happiness, and fortune. Feng Shui experts generally recommend simple changes. Referral programs that are enhanced with automation and sales enablement provide an organic channel for marketing and direct sales professionals with simple tools for driving a consistent flow of high-quality leads. Salespeople have all the information they need to contact and nurture advocates and prospects to dramatically increase the number of leads converting to customers. Social media is a huge part of our daily lives nowadays. In this presentation, I'm going to talk about the impact of social media on our lives. First, I'm going to discuss the advantages and then the disadvantages of social media. So one of the biggest advantages is that it's a great way to keep in touch with our friends and families all over the world. Social media sites are not only for individuals, but for businesses and companies as well. Switzerland has long attracted liquidity from around the world. In fact, it attracts more capital than it uses domestically. Switzerland, therefore, exports capital, making it an important source of funds for corporations and borrowers from around the world. LetGo presents featured listings. Want to sell even faster on LetGo? When you list an item, it starts out at the top of the feed. As other people post their listings, yours moves further down. With a featured listing, you can send it back to the top. Stand out from the crowd with eye-catching details and sell your item faster. Put your items in the spotlight with featured listings on LetGo. Got that daily vegetable thing down yet? Take a shortcut on the road to better eating. Each 12-ounce bottle of V8 has more than a full serving of vegetables. V8. Now, if they could just bottle that daily exercise thing. This spring, Maybelline invites you to island hop. Ride a wave of blue. Cruise into pink. Come on in. The color's fine. You choose the bread for the irresistible cinnamon swirls. Deciding what goes on top is easy. Land O'Lakes butter. Decadence can be simple. It's creamy. It's crunchy. It's heavenly. It's decadent. It's a snack. It's lunch. It's even breakfast. Yoplait. Live a little. The new Ford Explorer is designed not for the roads less traveled, but for the ones we travel most. It's been thoughtfully designed to offer advanced safety features. I want to preside over my very own starfish colony. I want to introduce my legs to the Caribbean sun. And with American Express, I can. Hello, and thank you for calling. The office is currently closed. You can reach us from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Please listen to the following options, as our menu has changed. This call may be monitored for quality assurance. For billing, press 1. For customer service, press 2. For sales, press 3. Hello, and thank you for calling. If you know your party's extension, please dial it now. For our sales department, press 1. For customer service, press 2. For technical support, press 3. If you would like to speak to an operator, please remain on the line. We love serving customers just like you, and we know how important your time is. Instead of waiting on hold, we are happy to call you back. If you would like us to call you, press 1. You will not lose your place in the queue. If you prefer to wait, just remain on the line. Clara Malone sat alone in the airport, her grandmother's labored request rushing through her mind.
My love, deliver.
Clara had explained that the post office could get the letter to General Medeiros faster and for way less money, but she wasn't interested.
In person. Last wish.
Last wish? Clara didn't agree with many of the decisions her grandmother had made, but she loved her. And family was family, and a last wish was a last wish. Not the kind of thing one says no to. Timing couldn't have been worse, though. Fresh out of college, broke, and without a job. Good grief. She surveyed the large atrium of the El Paso International Airport, fanning herself with her grandmother's jasmine-scented maple gold envelope. No sign of the general yet. Instead, across a playful and sunny path created by a series of tall arched windows, she spotted him. The young army captain she'd seen at the airport's placita. While falling in love with an overpriced silver bracelet she couldn't possibly afford. She turned her attention to the letter again, lips pressed together. What was in it? She lifted her eyes and studied the captain's red hair. He was handsome. She had to give him that. Ginger. He looked like someone famous. But who? The captain checked his phone. If only Captain Ginger stood closer. And that's when he shot a smile her way. Oh, no. She looked away so fast, she startled a pretty blonde who just sat next to her. But not fast enough. She now had his warm expression etched in her brain. Why did she have to look at him? She fanned herself with her grandmother's letter again, its floral perfume mingling with the blonde's. Wait a minute. Clara checked out the girl next to her from the corner of her eye. Midnight blue silk spaghetti strap top. Designer jeans, perfect figure to go with it. You fool, he's not looking at you. He's looking at the blonde. He was way too perfect, way too cool. Not interested anyway. She had already made her own soldier boy mistake. Go ahead, Blondie, your turn. Maggie Lawrence pushed a curling tendril of dark brown hair from her face. She looked around at the empty train platform, considering her next move. The train was strangely on time, a possibility her greeter might not have considered. She picked up a suitcase in each hand and sat down on a bench facing the tracks. The day was warm and sunny, with a slight breeze to keep things comfortable, a typical late August morning in a 1949 prairie town. She had nearly dozed off in the sunshine when she heard a deep voice beside her. Miss Lawrence. She jumped up quickly, knocking one suitcase on its side as she did. Yes? It was then she looked up into a set of piercing blue eyes surrounded by a well-tanned face that was set maybe not in disapproval, but certainly not in welcome. I wonder what I've done now. Becoming whole can be an interesting process of uncharted territory. Many overlook this process. They assume their life is the way it should be. They dismiss it by saying, I have been hurt, I have hurt others, and it's just the cycle of life. This is not the end of the story, nor is it the way God intended it to be. Thinking about whole, you think of a pie. You might even think of words like entire, lacking nothing, nothing missing, perfect, and complete. All of these words are good synonyms for the word whole, and give you a good picture on its literal meaning. However, what does whole truly mean when looking at it through the eyes of Christ? Why is it important that we be made whole? This is for them. This is for the magic. This is for every little dreamer in the room. Dozens of little awestruck faces crowded the large studio as I took position to practice my Sugar Plum Fairy solo. Everyone in the company in the school had come together for the first full-length rehearsal of the Nutcracker season. I'd been in every one of those shoes. Mouse, soldier, angel, every flower, every food, and every country. Now I was the Sugar Plum Fairy at long last, the one role that eluded me all those years. Had it been worth the wait, images of the first Sugar Plum Fairy rehearsal I'd ever seen flashed before my eyes. A beloved mental movie my heart flocked to every year around this time. Sergei Prokofiev's music filled my heart with adolescent passion as I rehearsed the Romeo and Juliet balcony scene with Klaus. Each haunting note set me on fire, a slow-burning and all-consuming fire that was as pure as it was intense. Once upon a time in Hero World, there had been a lot of changes since all the heroes had saved Freezer from becoming a villain. Freezer and Dangerless got married and now work at the headquarters of Hero World. Since Dangerless and Freezer are not the head of all the missions, Hero would have to pick new people, and they chose Water Girl and Glitter Girl. Also a change that was made is that the heroes had some power changes. Water Girl now can not only start flooding or shoot water, she can run speedy fast and can jump really high. Water Girl can also make an earthquake with her foot. All she has to do is stomp really hard. Glitter Girl can now shoot lasers from her eyes, and she can freeze time. Also, Glitter Girl unlocked the superpower of being able to fly. One day, both the girls were getting ready for a mission when all of a sudden a bag swallows both Water Girl and Glitter Girl. They had no idea what was going on or who had caught them. They both tried all they could do to get out, but nothing was working. Glitter Girl and Water Girl both realized they were thrown into a vehicle and they were being flown somewhere, but they had no idea where. When they finally landed, they were thrown on the ground. When the bag came off of them, they saw Jealousness and Z-Fly. As soon as both girls saw them, Glitter Girl tried shooting lasers to stop them, but it was too late. "How are we going to get out of here?" Glitter Girl cried in fear, but Water Girl had nothing to say. Not even words of encouragement, because she had no idea how they were going to get off the island. Later, Glitter Girl and Water Girl went looking for food, but they were stopped by a jaguar that tried attacking them. "On three," Glitter Girl told Water Girl, and Water Girl knew exactly what she wanted her to do.